thing here, I think, So basically, he said that these three things on the gear to different. These are three different tikkunim that are necessary for Torah, three different yanim. He said it in his language, which, I mean, he said it in a few oifanim until now. Now it's going to have another oifan. And like in all these things, it's not, they're not serious. Each one is another way of putting together in yanim. Veshchadat oid. Ke'elu gimel tvaron shetiban shetak do'ilahim tikkun ha-Torah. They want to be metakin and make some gedarim and so on, like I said before. The Torah he koylelas chukim or mitzvahs and mishpatim. Asher elohim koylem kol mitzvah shebetorah. Sometimes what he calls mitzvahs is sometimes called eidos. Ha'echad he mishpatim shem yeduim umuskalim. Mishpatim are those that we know and those that we can understand. Now, I want to add a nekuda about this. I think that we there's a mistake made, or it's not quite clear the way people explain mishpatim versus chukim. The way to understand normally is that mishpatim we can understand with our seichel, chukim we can't understand. It's deeper than that. Let's give a mashal. If a person has a screw that he has to screw into something. So if he takes a screwdriver, it screws in, not a problem. If he doesn't have a screwdriver, he could possibly use a hammer, but it's full of problems because the hammer is not the tool for the screw. Let's say a person has a square peg that he has to put into a round hole. Sometimes he could push it in, but it doesn't stick right, it doesn't stay well, and it doesn't take. So it can be there, but it's not, it doesn't click in would be the right word for it because it's not in its place. A person, the information a person is makabel from the outside clicks into a kibble, a kli kibble. So the first level of kli kibble is experience, the outermost level of kli kibble is experiences. Well, Marshall, if I'm used to people saying Shalom Aleichem whenever they greet somebody, whenever they see somebody in the street, let's say I come from a small town, everybody greets everyone else says Shalom Aleichem and so on. So if somebody doesn't, he fits into the box of bad people, of nasty people. But if I can't, I come from a big city and people just hurry by and rush by and nobody says hello to anybody else. And I see somebody says hello and how are you, I put him into a box of a nudnik or something wrong, whatever it is. So the first level of kli kibul is simply the kli kibul of experiences and so on. There's a deeper kli kibul, and that is a kli kibul of built-in postulates. Built in what is called muskolas rishonis, axioms of postulate, that kilo like the hardwire in the brain. Just like a computer, you have programming language, and then you have what's called a machine language. There's a language that's innate to that computer. And on top of that language, another language is put, and then when you type in instructions, it's a third layer of language. But it all works because the bottom language of the software clicks into the language of the hardware. The computer is built so that these things are meaningful to it, and as long as what I'm telling it to do somehow is translated into words that are meaningful to it, it can do it. If it won't do that, it can't do that. In other words, the muskolos rishonos are the primary units in a person's seichel of what makes sense, what doesn't make sense, what clicks into seichel, doesn't click into seichel. So sometimes I'll do things that are bizarre, lamashal. Let's say I go to a doctor and I say I'm sick. And the doctor gives me a medicine. So I know that it is actual, but I know about this. It clicks in, it makes sense, and I take it. Let's say the doctor told me to do something strange, to stand on the tip of my toe. I can follow it, but it's got nothing to click into. It doesn't make any sense. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a seichel with a bunch of maskalos rishonim, and he wrote a chelek of Torah that is meant at the end of the day to click into that chelek. It's and I think it's sharper than just the fact that we can know it. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos in his Akdama, in Shmoneh Prakim, he asks for Sphira, who is more chashev? A person who does mitzvahs because Hashem says, even though he himself can't understand it, or doesn't understand it, or vice versa. So just one second, the Rambam's hachra is like this. On mitzvahs maisias, a person is supposed to, on mishpatim, a person is supposed to let seichel, on mishpatim, a person is not supposed to say, I don't understand it, what can I do? Avish b'shmayim. Moshe, the guy comes down and says, listen, I don't know why pickpocketing is wrong, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so, what can you do? You got to do it. Meidach kis chazer or chukim, treifetz and arayis, it's the other way around. You're supposed to be mesiachas to them as such, as choik, and you're supposed to say, al yeimadam yefshiba, elo ma'efes shavish b'shmayim in a reitzeh. Chazer tastes good, the people that live off it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said no. So the word in that Hagdorah is Mishpatim was given as a mitzvah not only for the Olam HaMaisa, but for Olam HaSeichel as well. And a person has a seichel that's built for it. So the mitzvah is to slip it into the person's personality until it clicks into his muskalos, until it kind of snaps into place all the way down deep. Because that chelek of Torah is a person is hardwired to understand it. His seichel has a box that can understand it, and he's not going to the mitzvah until there's a click in that box. That is the mitzvah of mishpatim. The mitzvah of chukim, on the other hand, is adarabba. A person does not have a kli kibul for them. A person doesn't have any kli kibul for paraduma, or for arayas, or whatever. I mean, we can talk about it, and people, you can darshan as much as you want on it, and say nice timing, but down deep, nobody will be able to understand the same why two people that want to be misasik and arayas, they're not hurting anybody, is wrong like stealing from somebody. It's not going to snap into his etzem muskolas. So that's chukim and that's mishpatim. So v'heim mishpatim shem yidu muskolim. Mishpatim are muskolim. They are knowable. And knowable meaning in a very, I can tell you 101 timing for Azarias. But at the bottom of the day, it's the whole is not clear. This sphere and that sphere and the kashpon want the tev and the bri and the this and the that. That's all I can tell you the reasons. But it doesn't click into the etz of the person. My shenken gnevo gzela clicks into the etz of the person. That is mishpat. Ve'hefer shalahem, the opposite is chukim. She'ein tam shalem nigla. And she'ein tam shalem nigla means they don't have a makom in the olam of things that are nigla. I would add the following akuda to it. If what we're saying is right, there's a shverkeit, it says that Kadosh Baruch was megala to Moshe Rabbeinu the time of Paraduma. Lechor, he says, I'll be megala. Shlomi wasn't megala. So lechor, and again, in a shallow way you learn that the time is available, but that Kadosh Baruch chose only the select few. Moshe Rabbeinu chose, so no, he didn't choose. So Shlomo HaMelech wasn't privy It was a Chisaron Yediyah Mitzvah Shlomo HaMelech. That's the way you would learn it very Balabatish, very partial. It's not the Pshat. The Pshat is, let's give another mashal. Let's say you have two people trying to second guess another person what he's going to do tomorrow. I tell you, so-and-so is involved in the following situation. What do you think he'll do tomorrow? So a person who's not an insider, he just knows the facts, will say, Seichel dictates that he will do X, Y, or Z, because that's the most telling thing. Comes along, someone else and says, no, he's not going to do that because he's gotten himself a drive for A or for B or for C, and that will take him around and he won't be able to do it. Sometimes you find a psychologist will understand the patient to a certain dagger. A mother will instinctively say, no, it's not good, it is good, right, wrong, whatever it is. The difference is the psychologist tries to understand it with kli seichel. So you categorize, you analyze, you bring evidence and so on, and you build a picture in the olam of seichel. A mother has a different olam. She has an olam of hagoshes of a mother, and she can remarkish things that in seichel have no tfisa. I think the husband and wife, at times, Shulevitz used to say always, used to bring a chazal that, he used to say, a wife knows whether the husband is really learning or not. Even if she's a rank of Haaretz, hold on a second, I won't take the call. So in the world of Kli Seichel, it has no tfisa. In the world of intuitive grasp, mother's grasp, it has. Sometimes a woman, Reb Chaim say always, where do you say it? He say a lot of times that a wife knows the real story about the husband. She could be rank or marriage. She doesn't know anything about learning. She can tell if her husband's learning is good, if it's sincere, if he's going through a hard period. The parents is because there are other klei tfisa except for seichel. Choik cannot be nitfas by the kelim of seichel, but there are other kelim, other kli tfisa. Moshe Rabbeinu is Eved Neman, the whole base in Neman who. So there are kli tfisa of Moshe Rabbeinu that are not shayach to other people. Shlomo HaMelech had the ultimate set of kli tfisa sichlius, and the Melech Shlomo HaMelech understood anything under the sun that Kli Siklin can understand. Shlomo HaMelech's Kalim, Moshe Rabbeinu's Kalim, were different types of Kalim. They were the Kalim of somebody who's familiar with somebody else. And like a mother with a child, you just know, you have a sense of it. Daimit, this is what Chazal say, Mikam Yisrael Asher Makirim Be'ufyam Shoboiram. It's a Baruch Hashanah, the Beis Yosef brings it, that the Klal Yisrael has a godless, even though everybody, Seichel says that Rosh Hashanah and Kippur should be very sad and serious and sober, but they make a yontif out of it because they deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neshama, they deher HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mahalchim, and they know that there's a nekud of yontif in it. I think that Beis Yosef says over there, Migoy Godel, like a goy that was godel with someone else, that we grew up kaviyachot together at Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like a brother you grew up with, you get a sense of him, and you know him. Same thing here also. So, on Kapanim, the knowledge of Klal Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu's understanding of Paratum is a different type of understanding. Ein tam shel nigla means in the olam hanigla. In the world of Sichlius is Olam HaNigla, it has a Mahalchim. Olam HaNel and Vanisla is just like when a person acts out of subconscious motivation. And he himself is very unclear about it. A mother could, a good psychologist could explain to you exactly why a person is acting a certain way. A good mother can tell you how he's going to act, but she can't give a lecture in university. She can't explain to anybody. She'll just say, I don't know. There's something there about it that I don't like. So Ein Nigla doesn't mean it wasn't revealed. It's not only means it wasn't revealed, it did not happen to tell us. It means it has no place in the Olam HaNigla.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Well, if we say the Tamim have no place in Olam HaMaisa, then what's the fact of the Pshat that we do understand, like, this amount of time, like the Rambam says, afilin in Chukim, we should try whatever we can.
It has ramifications. In other words, it echoes into the world of Maisa, and it has certain overtones to it. But bottom line is, a real Havana, it's in a real tree. So we don't have... that's what Rambam says, that everything has also, in the Ayin Panim of Torah, every chelik has... In Pardes, every chelik has the other parts also. But sometimes the ikar is the pshat, and some world the ikar is the rem, and some world the ikar is the trush, mm-hmm. and some world the ikar is the site. So the Rambam says Torah was given for everybody, so maybe there's a lot of nekudas you could possibly learn. But the bottom line, the etzim mohus of that mitzvah is not that.
Just one other question. Is the pshat in chukim, it sounds ki'ilu like that they're more pnimiyistik, the etzim.
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
It sounds like, from what we're saying now, that these chukim...
Somebody called to the investor, somebody's grandfather passed away. Okay, so you have mitzvahs, and that's a third category. V'gam, void yesh mitzvahs, she'enam nigrim k'ma mishpatim, v'gam einam bilti midurim k'ma chukim, alish lamar al tam sham adi limud v'em rekroin mitzvahs. So you have mitzvahs are something which they're not obvious, they don't snap in automatically, but like I gave you a marshal before, if somebody wants to run a Mac computer on a Windows or something like that, you need a language to bridge the two. In other words, Eidus or mitzvahs are things which you can translate into inyanim that somehow click into the seichel. In other words, Shabbos looks strange when you're on the outside, but it does click in to the sichlis of a person. And this is the way Torah, I want to make the point about this as well. The Moiniyah mitzvahs of Minehem, the Masviriyah mitzvahs, the Rambam, Rabbi Sadia Goyen, and onward, a lot of them use this chalukah and other chalukahs. It's important to understand that the chalukahs of mitzvahs are not just convenient. You know, 613 is a big order, so when somebody writes 613 pages, so he'll make a lot of paragraphs and sub-paragraphs and so on to make it lahakla la kairi. It's the pshat, this chalukah is an intrinsic chalukah. Mitzvahs come in three ofanim. There's an oifen that is meant to snap into the seichel. There's an oifen that's meant to be mischabed to the seichel, and there's an oifen that's meant to be mischabed to more pnimistic inyanim in the nefesh. In other words, seichel, the emes, since the etzim, Lamasha says that, you know, just like Avraham Avinu learned with Me'atzmoy, the person should be able, theoretically, to be oimid on these inyanim Me'atzmoy. But it requires mesinus so that a person is really, really oimid, he gets it right. So it's not a problem of... The problem is the sinus, but you don't need anything more that because the etzim is supposed to be in the person himself. But there are things also, there are certain types of problems, Marshall, when you teach them, reading the Talmud, you should be able to get this yourself. Take your time, think about it, and you should get it yourself. There are certain types of problems, Marshall. The Chaim, if you ask a kashan, the terrors of the Chaim, briskas, and svara, letting the Talmud think on their own is just to help them realize they don't have a terrors. No amount of thinking on their own will the derech be moiled at the teretz of chayim if they've never been exposed to that derech. Masha'inkin, sometimes a Maram's kasha, or Masha'os kasha, the type of kasha, where thinking would be able to be moiled because it's, the sikhis are already present in the mind, and the question is using the mind. So for that, you have Mitzunim Bedim. Okay, the Mitzvahs, Amav Amidit Amin of Harvey, Shish Lamed of the Betera, the Ribu Tamidim of the Halimut. The Mitzvahs requires a Tamid, I guess we call it a Mahalach, because the it's not something that you could be at the moment in your own circle, but in the Dvarim, so between you and me and so on, we could get to the Emes, because it connects to what's known, but it needs. But Kinegra Chukim, Shein Lamer Aleim Klau, Kilakach Nikru Chukim, Ama Vasu Siag Batera. And as far as Chukim goes, since you can't understand them at all, that's why they're called Chukim. It says Vasu Siag Batera. The Chukim to Siag Gede Yeser Nishen Satam Shem Yedua, it says Gede Yeser. In other words, let's give a mashal. To tell a person, a grown-up person, stay away from bleach because you might come to drink it, Chas v'Shalom, and it's poisonous, is silly. It smells horrible. You don't need to make any siag. For kids, you need a siag because kids do crazy things, whatever. But you don't need to make a siag around bleach that you shouldn't drink it, to flush it. Masha'ein Kane. If a person suffers from sugar or overweight, he has to put a siag around the candies and stuff because l'churit seems very edible, very pleasant. His instinct tells him this is great. It, those things that are be'etzim deep in a person, the netiya to the understanding that's there, doesn't really need a siag so much. You know, these are always the face of horror. So the tachlis, the person doesn't have a problem with issue. Other inyanim, where the shot is, it is external in the sense of the person, for that it needs siyot. The archetype of Zeris and siyogim is shniyot arayis, because arayis is the example of the choyt that it gives. They can say it's arayis, it could be very like a keta. But tam ki arayis and choyt belong to the first one, arayis or choyt. A mitzvah that is that the tam is known doesn't need so much of a siyag. Lay over the iser, the kitam mitzvah yedua, the chol over shen yedua tzar siyag. The chol apirush asher manu akol ole signa echad. In tovit. So the all of them are connected. We're talking about different levels on explaining it, whether to which mitzvah it applies, whether to which chelik of a person that it applies. But my thing is a common thread in all of them, and it's pashut. If the eitzah is mesunim b'din. So obviously, Mitzunim B'Din takes care of a lot of issues that are similar to each other. And the same thing, I mean, the problem of Harvey and the Sefer Torah, they fall along the same axis. The Vava B'Loshim Minyan, the Hema M'Gimel Dvarim, Kechol HaPirushim Ein L'Hoytzev Aleim, Ve'in Oida Leil Kachis B'Loshim Minyan. And the reason why it says Hema M'Gimel Dvarim is for that reason. In other words, because it's not... They're not saying, it says three things. So if I happen to have three coins in my pocket, so I'm going to have three coins. I mean, count it. It's not telling you anything about saying three. The Tana is not, it's Minyanikos Hashminam. Three tells me, it's as if I'm saying all three sides, all three layers, all three aspects. So Chachma Binadas is all three aspects of Sichlius. Choyk, Mitzvahs and Mishpat are all three aspects of Chayk. The three over here is telling me all of the aspects. That's what it's telling me. which is Viteda. Ki Elu, I think if we finish next piece, we'll finish, so we'll finish it. Viteda. Ki Elu Gimel Drashach HaChetak Doilo, Hein Kimoi Roiv Musri Chachamim, Shein Lahashem Es Ha'adam Mechol Tzad, Kosh Yisrael Bet Prak of Dabba Zeh. Ki Nispa Shloisha Kredel HaDabba, Ve'Seichoi Ve'Emtu Vishnem. This is a very classical Pirush of his. And he, the Maral says, points out, that all along, the Messiahs will usually be on threesomes. So he says, because to be in Seichel includes two extremes, and the Achro in the middle. Well, the Kachrei Muslim, the Sechrei Masha Adam Dove Echot, who does wear Seichel, that's where it terminates. In other words, Chazal are telling you, you can't go to this extreme, you can't go to this extreme, and this is the Nakud in the middle. Masha says, Omer, I'm a Sunnah Bedin. Vidava Zed Din Gomer. You know, the Sunnah Bedin means the way in which you yearn to the very, very point of Emes is by slowly approaching the problem and thinking it over and over and over. The half of the Vasusi of the Torah should do a half of the Sunnah Bedin, Kaina Siog Din. In other words, Siog means don't get the Chlal involved in the Din. So you have, most you have a Pesach sometimes who will go and be machriya adasif and cut it down to the finest bone and tell you that halacha. There'll be somebody that'll tell you, be machme, what do you need it for? Those are two extremes. Somebody told me, the barrel of Salvechi was once by the Chazanish with an Esrig. Chazanish looked at it for 2 hours. At the end he said, kosher l'chatchila, and he said, despite the fact that it took me 2 hours to look at it, it doesn't change it's my sense that it's kosher chatchila. So that's called a bir out of seif. And then the shakatah is the secretary, where what do you need it for? The kachah did not even feel seif adam. Sorry, I'm a midot of minu harbe, the vara teir, ki ein zu kimo adin, shadin mechuyev el akoyl, shayin shakachay adin. The kachah did not even feel seif adam. So, So he's saying the middle one is a midot hamidim harbe is something mitzvahs are something which you can't say that the din of it is absolute and that it's pashut, but me'irav kisa, it has a makom. So hamidat hamidim harbe is something which is in between the din gomer and the siog, which has nothing. So hamidim harbe means I just like if a person paskins by being machria like a lot of deis. So now we have three types of paskim. We have somebody that says, looks at it and says, be machmeh, what do you need tzaris for? One poisik is nevar the halachas, other soif, even if he's standing on a sharp edge of a knife, he still will be machmeh. It'll be meikel, I'm sorry. And the third one is, you go with the rave. You're done, and you go with rave deus.
Does it come out at the end of the day that chukim are more pnimiyistic than mishpatim? In terms of the mitzvah itself?
Yes. They're more pnimiyistic because that's the only marker that they have. You could only be told them as pnimiyist. You can't be told as them. It is on gilis l'tayim.
So when we say that the Rebbein Shem wasn't megale, the schar of mitzvah saseh, for example, because he wanted all the Ovdim in the to be busy with all the Ilanis and not to go for particular ones. The Maisi comes out that Chukim, in a certain way at least, do carry more of an importance than Mishpatim.
But Mishpatim carry a certain importance that Chukim don't have.
In what way?
The tikkun of the Kliya Seichel of a person.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that a person should be even Hashem with a Seichel, is always Hashem Mishpatim. So he's not filling in. It's just like if you ask somebody, what's better? And I'm the artist who's making the nefesh of somebody who doesn't understand, but he's doing my nefesh of the purple, or Talmud Chochma says her. Each one has a side to itself that is unique. That a person does mitzvahs with mitzvahs, that's chayk, is wonderful. But he's not being incumbent to the seichel of das, which is the pneumies of the person. So in one aspect, it's a very strong kiyum. In one aspect, it's woefully lacking.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay.
Could I just ask a question?
Sorry?
Can I just ask a question not on the shir?
Yeah.
I just wanted to know, when do we use the word hamakrim, regarding Hashem? When, what,